where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
The St. Clair Region Conservation Authority has issued a water safety bulletin in advance of the significant rainfall expected today and tomorrow. Environment Canada has posted a special weather statement with a Texas low-pressure system moving through southwestern Ontario. Current forecasts are calling for up to 50 millimeters of rain. There's also a risk of thunderstorms, which may increase rainfall amounts in localized areas. The Conservation Authority says significant flooding is not expected at this time, but water levels are expected to rise in local creeks and streams. Soils are anticipated to become saturated and could contribute to ponding, increased runoff into watercourses, and possible increased erosion and seepage issues. We're being told to register for Sarnia's annual Community Cleanup Day by noon tomorrow. Community Services Coordinator Rebecca Warren says it's being held on April 20th, the Saturday before Earth Day.
So when they register, they can select the park or green space where they would like to clean up, and then they can register, if they so choose, to receive a cleanup kit.
The cleanup kit will include garbage bags, gloves, and a first aid kit. You can register by calling City Hall, or a link is posted at sarnianewstoday.ca. Improvements are planned at Real Canadian Superstore in Sarnia. As Stephanie Shavs tells us, fewer permits were issued during the first quarter of the year, 90 compared to 109 in the first 3 months of 2023.
City Hall issued a $2.5 million building permit in March for interior alterations at the Murphy Road grocery store. It was one of 33 permits issued last month, totaling just under $7.4 million. A $500,000 permit was also issued to convert the existing BMW dealership on Confederation Street into a Volkswagen dealership. Just two permits were issued last month for single-family homes, bringing the year-to-date total to three. I'm Stephanie Shavs.
Ford has recalled almost 3,000 small SUVs in Canada due to gas leaks that could lead to fires. Certain Bronco Sport SUVs from 2022 and 2023 and Escape SUVs from 2022 are affected. Almost 43,000 vehicles were recalled due to gas leaks in the United States. And O.J. Simpson has died. His family shared on social media this morning that the 76-year-old died yesterday from cancer. The former NFL star stood trial for the double murder of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ron Goldman in the 90s. He was acquitted of murder charges in 1995. A special weather statement is posted for Sarnia Lambton with significant rainfall expected today through Friday morning. Total rainfall amounts up to 50 millimeters are expected, with higher amounts in thunderstorms. Periods of rain this afternoon, risk of a thunderstorm, high of 15. Showers with a risk of a thunderstorm tonight, a low of 8. I'm Melanie Irwin.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.